state budget officials aren't the only ones getting creative. Consider the art of air guitarists. Tonight, contestants will seek the title of first ever U.S. air guitar champion. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen sent our Saturday postcard about unstrung heroes.
Filmmaker Angela Shelton, a.k.a. Cherry Vanilla, has a confession to make.
I can't really play guitar, man. I'm just faking it. I just want to rock out.
In preparation for tonight's event, Shelton blasts Led Zeppelin on her home stereo and proceeds to rock out. Her face grimaces in time with the music as she pretends to play guitar. Shelton has been doing this sort of thing ever since she was a kid.
It might sound weird, but I see dancing and rock and roll and air guitar as total testifying.
Tonight, Shelton and her fellow air guitarists, most of whom are, in fact, fellows, will have just 60 seconds apiece to strut their stuff. Contestants get to bring in a CD of their choice and are encouraged to choose stage names and wear costumes. Contest organizer Dan Cutforth likens air guitar to ice dancing, part athleticism and part artistry. A panel of judges will determine tonight's winner based on technique, charisma, stage presence, and something Cutforth calls airness.
I guess what you could call airness is that sort of factor X. You know, it's that indefinable quality that all true stars possess. But in this particular case, it's like you look at this person and you just know that they were born to play air guitar.
David Jung's got airness. Jung won the East Coast Air Guitar Regionals earlier this month. From an office in New York where he works as a temp, he puts down the phone. Jung doesn't usually sing when he air guitars, but he agreed to just this once for listeners who can't see his talents.
That was the first bar.
Jung picked up the air guitar after years of failed music lessons in no less than 12 different instruments.
I think it's a confluence of events in the universe that have come together at the right time and place for me to reveal this incredible gift that I was given.
Jung, who's Korean-American, says his onstage persona, C. Diddy, is a deconstruction of Asian stereotypes sporting a red kimono and a Hello Kitty breastplate.
Just a beautiful marriage between my classical technique, my Suzuki method, and Asian fury.
Jung will face off against the winner of tonight's West Coast competition. The winner of that duel will go on to the 8th annual Air Guitar World Championships in Oulu, Finland later this summer. And the victor in that competition wins a real electric guitar. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.